What is the Surrey Residents Network? Well, it'd be easier to say how it all started, really, because it's an amalgamation of websites that goes back to 2003 when my wife and I moved to Deepcote to a new housing development called Dettington Park. Now, Dettington Park is a development of around 350 properties, and in the early days of the development, we had a number of issues to deal with, mostly as a result of a property management company that was installed by the developer, and that each resident has to contribute a sum every year for the upkeep of the development, which is quite standard these days with new housing developments. Anyway, we were struggling to get the property management company, who are called Peveril OM, and if you do a search on Peveril OM on the internet, I'm sure you'll find lots of stuff about them that'll explain what they're all about. But we, as a development, were struggling to get them to perform. But more to the point, it was difficult because of the size of the development and the busy nature of people's lives, with long commutes to work every day and so on, to get people together at community meetings to coordinate an effort to try and resolve the issues we were having. So I created, using freely available freeware on the internet, PHP BB forums. I installed a web forum for the Dettington Park residents to be able to communicate with each other and resolve these issues, as well as other issues that all communities have to deal with. But it allowed us really to do that via the internet rather than having meetings for the sake of having meetings and so on. So, and that worked very successfully. The web forums were actually quite a big success. I mean, we pretty much every resident on Dettington Park was subscribed to the forums and contributing in one way or another. However, after a while, those websites started to go a bit stale because people were using them to vent about various aspects of community life that was annoying them, things like dog fouling and that type of stuff that really wasn't very constructive, because occasionally people were using them as a means to have slanging matches with the neighbours and that type of thing. So I decided to close down the web forums, because people stopped using them, and certainly not using them for the purpose they were intended. I had to think of a way to try and bring in a system that would allow people to get constructive again. And that was how the community weblog at the Surrey Heath Residents community website was born, really. That was about a year ago now. And really, the main purpose of the site is in order to shine some light on the voluntary groups and local charities and just great general good old-fashioned community spirit. Because, I was the fellow who set up the ambulance service first responder schemes in Surrey Heath, and coming from a sales and marketing background, I didn't have a lot of trouble raising funds for to buy the equipment and everything else that we needed for the first responder schemes and to recruit people and all the rest of it. That's something that comes quite naturally to me. But there are other people who do just as worthwhile things in the community, who really struggle to publicise themselves and to get the message out there of what they're doing, and also, more importantly, to raise funds for because all these groups need money to survive or to develop, and there are a lot of groups out there that struggle with that, and I wanted to find a way to be able to help those fantastic charitable groups and voluntary groups to flourish. And that was really my main reason and main inspiration for setting up the Surrey Heath Residents community website. If you also using the formula that we that was quite successful within Dettington Park on the web forums, also I wanted the site to be able to allow residents to resolve community issues that may develop. At the moment, you may have seen on the Surrey Heath Residents website all the stuff we've been doing about deep cut. Actually, the deep cut stuff has dominated the website over the last couple of weeks because of the consultation that the council are doing at the moment. But that we the website has been fantastic at mustering and gathering support from local residents. And as a result, not just because of the website, but I think the website's played a big part. We've managed to get over 300 residents to respond to the consultation, which is fantastic. There are other things that have been going on in the community. I have to say, I prefer the website to focus on the positive stuff rather than the negative stuff that the Camberley News and other media outlets tend to focus on, because that's what helps them sell their papers and so on. We like to report on stuff that's mostly positive. However, there are occasions when we've got to allow stuff through that's maybe not so positive. Things like, I don't know, the Cambly Mosque, which is coming to a head again, and the Cambly Town Football Club versus Crabtree Park. That was a hot topic that was under discussion on the website. But the main idea is that we do that from the residents' perspective rather than, a particular reporter's perspective who may be reporting on something on a more traditional media outlet like, say, the Camberley News or something like that, or BBC Surrey. We want to be able to show people's views and opinions as they are at street level or community level, and give people an opportunity to be able to express their opinions in as free a way as possible. I mean, the website is quite heavily moderated. It has to be in order to prevent it being used to slander people or whatever. But generally, most comments that people post on the website do make it through. Sometimes we have to slightly edit them if there's offensive material in there, like swear words and things like that, because also young people use the site to look at what's going on in the area. So we have to make sure that it's available for everybody to read. But generally, the stuff that goes on there from contributors' comments generally is as they are sent. We also have regular contributors who do the blog posts. We've got quite a few of those now on the Surrey Heath Residents website, particularly, and they tend to be sort of local personalities or various people who are knowledgeable in certain subjects. An example of that is Miriam Wakerley, who's written a number of books, novels on gypsies and travellers. And that's an issue that's been reported recently at Penny Pot Lane over in Chobham, and also in Deep Cut, because of the proposed development. They're talking about putting gypsy pitches in there, and that's generated a debate. And in order to give that debate a bit of balance, and so that we could have somebody talking about a subject that actually understands it and is not just going on hearsay or whatever, I invited Miriam to do a guest blog on the site and talk about gypsies and travellers from her perspective and her knowledge, which is really useful. Now, the aim of the Surrey Residents Network is to have a website like the Surrey Heath Residents website in every single borough of Surrey. My aim is to have that by the end of this year. Now, we're in January now, that's 12 months. To be honest, that is quite a mean feat, and I'm not quite sure whether we'll achieve that. But we've just launched in January the Runnymede Residents Community website, and already in a very short space of time, that seems to be showing all the signs of being the success that the Surrey Heath Residents website has been. But we also launched the Surrey Residents website at www.surrey-residents.co.uk, which will act as a conduit for all the more local sites like the Surrey Heath Residents one and the Runnymede site too. You know, the idea is that we emulate the success of the Surrey Heath Residents website in all the other boroughs of Surrey, and get people, you know, more involved in the communities and what's going on at community level, and really allowing everybody to be able to contribute. You know, I hear all the time, in fact, I heard it last night at a community meeting, that there's no community spirit. That was in respect of Deep Cut. To be honest with you, that's an absolute load of rubbish. I mean, I'm involved in lots of different things in the community, and I see amazing community spirit every single day. And I heard an example today of one of my neighbours, a lady called Jane Evans, who, you know, every time I speak to her, I find out new things that she's doing, you know, or involved in the community. I mean, I've known the lady for quite a few years now. I had no idea that she's actually an advisor for the Samaritans. You know, so to say that, you know, there's no community spirit left is nonsense. But it proves that that there's a need for sites like the Surrey Heath Residents website and the Runnymede Residents website, so that ill-informed people like the person who passed that comment last night about there being no community spirit, so that they can sort of re-educate themselves as to exactly what's going on in the community. And, you know, this website is a means for them to do that.